views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Come board my rocket ship. Buckle up, let's ride. Get ready for the lift. I will show you what the planets. Fly you to the moon. I will send you into warp drive, into the twilight zone. I will orbit around Uranus. Open up the hatch. See if any life down there, any crab I can catch. Cause I'll always be a behemoth, gal. Eating plenty crab fat. And marching up some dough, gal. Be heading in deep space.
Good morning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Good morning. It is Tuesday, the 8th of April, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And we're going to start the show by telling KB we need him to pull together a group of Bahamian musicians and artists to create an anthology, an album or an anthology, a collection of themed albums for our very own Aisha Bowe to take into space with her for the entire team. See, there's something about Bahamian music. Those of us who are ambassadors to the country or for the country when we travel abroad, many of us take our music with us. And any opportunity we have to share Bahamian music with the world, in conferences, at meetings, we do that. I once was in Suriname with Maria Govan, the filmmaker and documentarian. We were on a CAFRA trip, Caribbean Association for Feminist Research and Action. We found ourselves in the Surinamese jungle in a Maroon village. Some of the members of the conference organized a trip for us. This village in the Maroon community was selected as a central point. It hosted the UNESCO radio station and programming. It is the village where villagers would come to consult with a doctor from town. It was a wonderful experience. We came in the midst of a wake. And their burial ceremonies stretch over a month's time from full moon to full moon. Maria was a member of the Junkanoo group Roots. And we took our Bahamian Roots Junkanoo CD to the radio station. And Maria gave them the CD and told them, this is my Junkanoo group, I rush with them in Hummus. And when we played their music, these by them was like cousins. I mean, I want you all to picture it. They're looking at Maria, who's a Greek Bahamian. And from the music start playing, she starts shaking her, you know, her pretend cowbells. And they look at the two of us and they was like, cousins, where y'all been all this time? Right? So, KB, Shine, Johnny Cake, Iron, Fred Ferguson, Chad Fur, the Munnings brothers, y'all, let's get together and create an album for Aisha Bowe to take with her. KB done tell us, show us what we got to do. So Aisha Bowe, the first Bahamian in space, needs to have a Bahamian CD of music to take with her for this journey. Not just for her, not just for her crewmates, but for all of mankind. And that's how we're going to put our stamp on the world. Imagine when, is it ABC Today? Gail King is going to be one of her crewmates, one going up into space with her. And I say crewmates loosely. Imagine when the mainstream television station that's covering this event starts broadcasting and they play in KB Rake and Scrape in Space. That's putting our stamp on the world. You say, congratulations, Aisha, you have done the work and you deserve the rewards. Okay, we're going to get this show started. There's lots to talk about today. Positive outlook, front page of the Nassau Guardian. I said, but I read somewhere Bahamas rating adjunct status. I need to read more to find out what exactly we're being positive about. Still no answers over who filed disclosures. Petty says he will not seek re-election. Jet ski operator charged with visitor's rape. Teacher accused of having sex with underage student 6 times. I got some more notes here. Creators Alliance. And Chief Justice extends injunction against Aqua Designs for 7 more months. I'm very interested in this Aqua Designs story. Aqua Designs is a company contracted to provide water processing or water treatment plants, desalination plants across the archipelago. This story is very concerning for me because as soon as I began reading, it felt like we were in danger, at least maybe not us New Providence residents, but and residents are in danger of going to bed one night and waking up in a pre-1992 Bahamas. I think it's a very important story to pay attention to. But let's get the show started. I want to tell you all about an event taking place tomorrow night. Sovereign. Join us, Equality Bahamas, at Poinciana Paper Press for a very different Women's Wednesdays. Poinciana Paper Press is exhibiting signs and other material from their International Women's Day March and Expo 2025. Come get a closer look at the signs we carried on the march, the pro-abortion green wave bandanas, and prints of the Cutlass Woman with quotes from material developed by Bahamian women suffragists. This year, we are focused on sovereignty. It isn't just for states to claim. Sovereignty is ours as individuals, as human beings, as women. We have the right to control our own bodies. We have the right to access resources and services that enable us to take care of our bodies, control our reproduction, and plan and have the families we want. These rights, our sovereignty, are articulated in international human rights mechanisms that states, including the Bahamas, recognize and have voluntarily ratified. There is no state sovereignty that supersedes the sovereignty of the individual, of the woman. This is our position, rooted in fact in international law. Come out, contribute to a poem, check out the exhibition at 6 p.m., then catch a short talk with artists, including Jessica the Therapist, who embroidered the stunning bridal veil that you may have seen on the march, and their contributions to the incredible visuals you saw throughout March 2025. Want to help us keep doing what we're doing? An appeal from Equality Bahamas? Make a purchase at Rabble Bookshop, which has our merch, or make a donation during shop hours. Rabble Bookshop is open Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Or you can make a donation at Women's Wednesdays. This event, Sovereign, the exhibition and talk, Wednesday, the 9th of April, that's tomorrow evening, 6 p.m., Poinciana Paper Press, which is on number 12 Parkgate Road. Number 12 Parkgate Road. Again, on Monday, I saw a number of texts and questions about the march. What was it for? In fact, on the day that I asked callers to tell me what they were outraged about, one texter shared that they were outraged about the march. If you were outraged about the march, if you were uncertain what the aim of the march was or the International Women's Day campaign, come out tomorrow night, Wednesday, the 9th of April, 6 p.m. at Poinciana Paper Press. One of the purposes of the march is to bring attention to the rise in sexual violence in the country and rise in violence towards women and girls. the vulnerable, not just women and girls, but women, girls, and elderly women, and people generally. And so I want to start off by reading a couple of headlines, two in today's paper and two I have on the list to be shared, just in case we're not quite certain why organizations like Equality Bahamas continue to agitate, coordinate efforts and resources, advocate and campaign to eradicate violence, sexual violence, intimate partner violence, domestic violence, gender-based violence. So here is a headline from 2016. Five suspects charged and remanded on allegations of unlawful sexual intercourse. This came from the Eleutheran, 4th of October, 2016. The Royal Bahamas Police Force and Eleutheran Corporation with the Department of Social Services, after conducting investigations into two reports of unlawful sexual intercourse last week, arrested 13 people who were questioned as suspects in relation to both sad cases, which involved the assault of two minor females, inclusive of a reported pregnancy. Eight of those suspects were later released pending ongoing investigations. Five of the 13 suspects were arraigned at the Magistrates Court in Governor's Harbor on Monday, October 3rd, 2016, formally charged with unlawful sexual intercourse. I've not seen a follow-up on this case. The case did not include the names of the suspects, and so it was difficult to find a follow-up on that story. And then, of course, this story from the top of the year that had all of us shocked. Police have advised that on Friday, the 17th of January, 2025, Jessica Bobo, age 20, was arraigned in Abaco's Magistrate Court Number 1 before Magistrate Ancella Evans for unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor and production of child pornography. Another headline from 27th of October, 2021, Monroe wants answers. The indecent assault of a 25-year-old woman who was forced to share a police cell with a man over the weekend was astounding, Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe said yesterday, adding that someone will be held accountable for the incident. There was a follow-up on this story. Apparently, the officer responsible acknowledged guilt. We still have no idea what happened or why it happened. We still have no idea what the punishment meted to that officer was. This case, this particular story, is particularly troubling to me because I get the sense that some extrajudicial punishment was being meted out to someone, to a young woman. But no real follow-up on what the quote-unquote punishment was for the officer who acknowledged that he was responsible for that incident. Let's go to today's paper, Tribune headline, teacher accused of having sex with underage student six times. A 57-year-old male teacher is accused of having sex with an underage student six times in the past 6 months. John Campbell was arraigned on six counts of unlawful sexual intercourse before Assistant Chief Magistrate Carolyn Voight Evans. Prosecutors allege that the defendant had unlawful sexual intercourse with a teenage girl whose name is being withheld because she is a minor on six occasions between October 1st and 2024. We go to page 7 and March 31st, 2025. The victim was 14 and 15 years old when the incidents occurred. The defendant is reportedly a family friend of the victim and would occasionally give her rides home from school. I'm not going to call the name of the school, but it is in the article. Campbell, and that's so, you know, for people who try and identify who the girl is. Campbell was informed that he was not required to enter a plea at that time and that his case would be transferred to the Supreme Court by a voluntary bill of indictment. He was also advised of his right to apply for bail through the higher court. The accused will be held at the Bahamas Department of Correctional Services until his VBI, voluntary bill of indictment, is served on June 30th. Assistant Superintendent of Police S. Coakley served as the prosecutor. Second story on the front of the Tribune, jet ski operator charged with visitors' rape. A jet ski operator was charged yesterday with raping an American tourist near Junkanoo Beach. Last week, Tuesday, days after the United States had warned about sexual assaults involving watercraft vendors in the Bahamas. The Tribune reported the allegation last Thursday. The matter was not reported in the Daily Police Crime Reports. On Sunday, police press liaison Chief Superintendent Sharia King told this newspaper the matter was under investigation. Nicholas Major, 25, was arraigned before Chief Magistrate Roberto Reckley on one count of rape yesterday. Prosecutors allege he had non-consensual sexual intercourse with the 23-year-old woman on April 1st. I'm ending the article there. And so for people who ask, what is Equality Bahamas into? What is the work that they're doing? Well, you see every day in the paper more and more headlines about sexual violence. I have headlines left over from yesterday's show that I did not read. There was a particular story that I wanted to read, and here it is. Outrage over appalling outcome in elderly woman's rape trial, 26th of September, 2024. However, National Security Minister Wayne Monroe noted that the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions may have considered several factors and found the plea arrangement acceptable. Joel Strawn, 22, pleaded guilty to rape, housebreaking, four counts of armed robbery, and assault with intent to rape as part of a plea deal, according to the Nassau Guardian. He raped an 83-year-old woman in June after breaking into her home in Baynetown, committing both anal and vaginal assault. His sentences of 9, 7, 6, and 2 years in prison will be served concurrently. In the last decade, the Office of the Director of Public Prosecution has placed greater focus on plea deals. There were 41 plea deals in 2016, 96 in 2017, 72 in 2018, 62 in 2019, and 13 in 2020. And I'm not sure if those stats were written correctly or the sentence was written correctly. I don't want to lean on my own bias and say, well, obviously they're going for more plea deals, because these stats don't necessarily indicate that. The article also indicated that stats for 2021 and beyond, like into the future, 2021, 2022, were not available up to press time. Man accused of trying to touch teen girl's privates. Man accused of attempting to undress sleeping 16-year-old boy. These are all stories that have been in the headlines 2025 and 2024, the three I just read. And this is a part of the reason why Equality Bahamas continues in the work that it does. And I want to transition to a story I knew I wanted to read as soon as I saw it. Still no answers over who filed disclosures. And of course, you can join the conversation, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. That's 325-4316. 325-4259. 325-4259. And for Family Island listeners, I'm very interested in hearing from you. How is the, I guess, uncertainty, the back and forth, the contractual uncertainty between the government and Aqua Design impacting you on the island that you are on? The toll-free number for Family Island listeners, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. The text line is always 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Here's another story. Still no answer over who filed disclosures. Nearly a month after the March 1st deadline passed, there is still no new timeline for public officials to file their mandatory financial disclosures. And the Public Disclosures Commission has yet to say how many officials have complied. I want to stick a pin there. Of course, there's no new timeline for public officials to file their mandatory financial disclosures. We've entered the period where the commissioner can submit names to the prime minister and the leader of the opposition, who are also members of the commission, by the way, right? Like, the commission could submit the names to, because he can't say them itself, but could submit the names to members of the commission in their alternate capacity. That's the period we're in. We're in the period where you submit names and prosecutions begin. There is no timeline to file after you've hit the deadline. Right? Remember they said March 1st is the deadline, and they'll extend it for 30 days to March 31st? We passed that. We are in the prosecution period now. Bishop Victor Cooper, chairman of the commission, told the Tribune yesterday that while officials have continued submitting disclosures, why are you accepting their submissions? They've missed both deadlines. He could not provide an exact number. He noted that some public officers have requested extensions. How could they have requested an extension? It's April 8th. Their last deadline was March 31st. We're going to turn to page 4 to continue reading. Last month, he blamed delays on inaccessibility of the commission's office and facility issues, including mold, which he said had affected processing. How could mold have affected the processing? You weren't aware that there was mold in the building before submissions were to be made? Did you not clearly indicate that submissions needed to be sent to a different location, an alternate location? None of that happened? Okay. He confirmed yesterday that the commission is now temporarily operating from the cabinet office. Under the law, senators, members of parliament, and senior public officials are required to declare their assets, income, and liabilities each year. Non-compliance can carry penalties of up to $10,000 or a 2-year prison sentence. Despite this, officials have not publicly named those who missed this year's deadline. Why? Because what's the thing the bad ones, they say snitches get stitches. That's what the bad people say. Opposition leader Michael Pintard criticized the commission's handling of the disclosures yesterday, saying the chairman is duty-bound to explain the basis for what he called, quote, ongoing non-compliance, close quotes. Mr. Pintard, you are a part of the commission. Remember, we were talking about power versus authority? Like the commissioner has the authority, but he doesn't have the power. You are part of the commission, sir. He questioned why such lengthy extensions are being granted and whether they are being given to the same individuals repeatedly. Mr. Pintard also suggested the government may have philosophical objections to the law itself, citing informal reports to that effect. Why y'all didn't share the informal reports in this article? Last year, Bishop Cooper revealed that 90% of parliamentarians met the March 1st disclosure deadline. We don't know that. That's like you revealing you got a prophecy. That's like revealing that you saw a bright light in the middle of the night and God told you to tell us something. I can read that again. Last year, Bishop Cooper revealed that 90% of parliamentarians met the March 1st disclosure deadline, though several senators and senior public officials had not. Officials have never disclosed who failed to comply. I don't know who's making the mockery of us. Is it the bishop? Commissioner, is it Mr. Pintard, leader of the opposition, who also has a seat on the commission? Is it the Prime Minister, who also has a seat on the commission? See, that may mean nothing to y'all, right? It may mean nothing. Aaron, you're just running on again with foolishness. You ought to see the headline in The Guardian. Positive outlook, Moody hails progress in government's fiscal position, agency upgrades outlook but holds Bahamas rating at junk status. These are the same people The same people who in their left hand tell you they don't know how to do maths. They don't know how to tabulate and calculate. They don't know how to do any of that. These are the same people telling you they're managing your economy. Caller, I apologize. Call right back. I was just coming to you again. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Toll free for Family Island listeners. Text line 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. I mean, this is astounding. On another note, how could I get that job? How could I get the job to be commissioner of the Public Disclosure Commission? How? How could I get the job? How could I get a job where I could get up and just say anything? Any manner of foolishness could exit my mouth and people just accept it. I want that job. Y'all get me that job. Because if I can't get that job, I'm going to change my life. I turn him back to crime. I mean, not back to crime, because I ain't never really been there. But the point is, I'm excited about it because y'all seem to be excited about it. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Please, thank you. Please and thank you. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Producer, check the line. Oh, good morning. I hear you now.
Can you hear me, Ms. Green?
I can hear you now.
Poppy, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Sound like you get an open line.
I mean, yeah, I got kind of an open line, but I could tell you, I was talking just now about public disclosures, and then I'm going to talk about where are the ambulances, and then I'm going to talk about where the water.
Okay. When I hear you talking about, what you were talking about just now before I get in, right?
Pray for me, because I don't think I could handle crime.
I was wondering if you... if this was a recording or something, Cosmic Green, you remember when you talked about the mole and the...
Yeah.
You don't say these things so much time.
He's already said it before. I trying to figure out why he's saying it again.
So, Miss Green, you reading it again out the paper? They write it again?
It's a new story. Almost a month later...
Yeah.
The media has picked up the issue again. See, the media nicer than me. I was going to talk about...
That's what I like. I mean, I like when they go back and check things out.
Yeah. Necessary.
No, he's still saying, I think you said that the only thing different is they move it to the prime minister office or something.
Right. So the commissioner has indicated that after indicating that the space they were in is inoperable, right? Inaccessible and inoperable because of mold, that they were moved to the cabinet office.
So much indication.
Yeah.
So much indication. Yeah, I thought it was a recording. That's so sad. And geez. I wouldn't like to be in an imposition. I know I got to pay my bills and stuff, but I can't be in a position where making me sound stupid or making me sound like I'm not doing my job or be a part of a group that's not doing the job. But Ms. Green, that ain't what I thought it was recording, but what would get my point why I really wanted to call.
Yeah.
All of those stuff you was reading with the rape and different things, all of them happened this year.
Okay, no, not all of them, but I'm going to give you the one about from Eleuthera that happened in 2016. The one with Jessica Bobo is 2025. The one with the woman being put in the wrong cell in the police station, that was 2021, and then the rest were 2025.
What are you saying? What you mean the wrong cell? Where man is?
Yeah.
No, man, you can't make a mistake like that.
That's what I thinking.
No, you. I mean, and you don't,
That's what I thinking.
That sound crazy. But listen, out of all of that you read, and some of them is in 2025, you didn't say nothing about where it was reported that in front of the courts, officers was charged with this youth, those young people who are part of the youth guard program, a good program would be up going on.
I think I may have read that story yesterday. Is it? Okay, let me find it.
My question to you, right, while looking for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we is growing up, when we is little children, we hear where things has happened, not just in the Bahamas, but all over the world, where we have teachers and different things, stuff. You still looking for something?
Oh, I found it.
Okay, you can maybe say something about it. But teachers, you always hear either the male, the little boys or the girls, and guess what, that's just some... I know one apple will spoil a whole bunch, right? But we get too much good teachers for me to think like use a broad brush to all of them. We're talking about the one or two.
Yeah, I mean, it's more than one or two, but you're absolutely right. Overwhelmingly.
The question is, how long do we wait, right?
Mm-hmm.
To maybe do a more further, how do you say it? Screen them, go back in there, go back, or do these veterans who ran, who being accused, and everybody innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Although the child say this or the child say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The adults are innocent until proven guilty. How do we go back and don't wait to hear stories where we hear females, the teachers also,
because
we've been hearing stories, but we don't hear that in the front of the court and stuff like that. So why don't we, before we hear these things or waiting for the next shoe to drop, go into these schools and see what we can do, what we can help. Maybe someone might want to talk, maybe one teacher might want to talk, who see things, know things, but... You know the whistleblower thing, what they talk about?
We need to enhance. Whatever it is we have right now, we need to improve it because we need better oversight of teachers or teacher selection or vetting of teachers. Or is it time that if you're in the public school system that you are obligated to comply with or you understand that the authorities may be vetting you, right? Like if a parent calls and I see this person at the club with the young people, right? That they say, okay, we're going to do an investigation. We're just going to observe them, follow them, track them, see what they're into. Something must be done. It's not an indictment on the good teachers.
See, the point is that we're tired of the good teachers getting blame or using a broad brush. So it's definitely no indictment on the good teachers.
Right.
We want to assist in any which way because that's our children and that's our teachers.
And maybe...
You hear anything but the Creative Alliance?
I have that on my list to talk about too.
So I can let you talk about that and maybe you can say something about the Youth Guard, what they say happened there, because that's so sad. That's a good program. But we got to weed these people out, man.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. And I think that's a part of the reason... It may be a part of the reason why men are hesitant to go into teaching because it's not just that there's... The risk that you may be unjustly accused or wrongly accused, but the entire environment refuses to acknowledge that these risks exist and to create infrastructure framework or regulations or mechanisms to manage them properly. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Sorry, I missed you, caller. Okay. So here is a story I read yesterday, and if I didn't, I'm reading it today. Defense Force officer accused of kissing and groping two teen cadets, 27th of March, 2025. A 25-year-old Defense Force officer has been accused of indecent conduct with two 17-year-old female cadets at a Defense Force base last week. Now, Papa, I'm not 1,000% certain that this addresses or this is about the matter that you addressed. Right, but this is something I found. Assistant Chief Magistrate Carolyn Voight Evans arraigned DiMaggio Barrett on two counts of indecent assault yesterday. Prosecutors allege Barrett kissed one of the cadets without her consent on March 19th in New Providence. He's also accused of touching another cadet's private parts on the same day. He pleaded not guilty to both charges. Bail was set at $9,000 with one or two sureties. Right? The mechanism, the framework is not in place. You know that instances may arise where teachers or people in a supervisory capacity are accused of committing an offense, right? As a petty revenge, as a response. We know that these things can arise. So what we do is we put mechanisms in place to manage them properly. This also protects, right, those who have been wrongly accused. But on the other side of it, particularly with people who hold some sort of public office, they work for a government agency or the civil service, if it has been found that they are not guilty, that also needs to be published. Right? Because we're talking about individuals' reputations. Okay, so... You also mentioned Creators Alliance, but I got a couple of texts here. Good morning. The state of Bay Street from Rawson Square to PI Entry Bridge has been dug up for almost 2 months with no urgency for being fixed, either the underground works or repaving of the road. As the gateway to Atlantis, it is an embarrassment, and no one seems to see an urgency in getting this situation fixed in a timely manner. I had guests come that were staying in Atlantis, and they were shocked at the state of the roads. They said, Bahamas looks like a backward country and we're not keen on coming back over the bridge until it was time to leave. It appears tourism, taxis, and Atlantis all complacent on the state of the roads. Please, can someone listening who have clout do something? I have more guests coming for Easter. Dear texter, I really appreciate the sentiment that you shared. You know I'm a Bahamian. And so as I was reading this, I had a reflexive response. You know, kind of like how whenever we lose, we say they rob us. I remember the tourists this morning and the tourists yesterday walking in the road where my car is, where car's supposed to be. One tourist turned their back to me and continued to prance across the road as if this is the part of their vacation they paid for. The other said, walk directly toward my car on Market Street as if I was supposed to pull my car onto the sidewalk to allow them to pass. That's a reflexive response I have, but you are absolutely right. Not only is it a problem for tourism service providers, it's also a problem for Bahamians. But I thought they was going to leave the road the way it was, you know, sort of one layer of paving and no lines. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Text, I would like to thank you very much for the text. Good morning, caller.
Hi, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Ms. Green, I'm still waiting on the hookup for that lemonade.
Oh, that's right. I got your number. You gave the producer your number?
No, the producer didn't take it.
Well, then, okay, so producer, take this person's number from her. That's the only way we can connect. All right? You hold the line. It's the one in red. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Grant.
You're welcome. And then I'm going to go to the next caller. All right. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, right. You're in the struggle. Yeah, you know, Ms. Green, I'm upset at the way the country is running and just that the plantation is becoming very pathetic, right? And the government, you know, they're guilty of segregating us, automizing us, whatever, right? But Frederick Douglass once said, slaves sing when they're most unhappy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he has another quotation in which he says, it's just as criminal to rob a man of his right to speak and to hear as it would be to rob him of his money. And so we can see and sense the unfreedom of the press. And so for one day of the week, I don't want to call people imbeciles, right? Could somebody please have a show on what's not in the news? Instead of what's in the news, it's like it's the same as like going to school. They set a curriculum. They set what they want us to learn, and then the government wants us to think what they want us to think because of propaganda and people controlling and censoring what I say on the radio. And the Guardian radio is guilty of that. So what I'm saying is, when you're not allowed to express yourself, if I'm not attacking anybody personally, and what was frightening, what we should have learned, Ms. Green, was during the pandemic, objective truth was coming out of my mouth, but people didn't know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said boldly the reasons why the vaccines could not cure the influenza strains, pandemic strains. I said it.
Mm-hmm.
I gave two words, antigenic shift, viral reassortment, antigenic drift. Nobody sought to, you know, what I'm saying is, when you depend on intellectuals that can be bought to dispense the truth and become the arbiter of the truth, that still makes you a slave. When you cannot express yourself and censorship, that still makes you a slave because what they're doing is they're infantilizing us and saying that we as adults cannot decipher truth from lie and the government becomes the arbiter of truth. And this is a very scary situation on a geopolitical, on a whole worldly level then. You see what I'm saying? So, like, it's very upsetting because, you know, let's look at the disclosures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, the disclosures, right? Now, they say jail. They didn't get no jail. Them people don't get to Fox Hill prison. Either jail only for me and the common man. So what I'm saying is, I was trying to conceive in my mind, right? What does a building and mold and AC and comfort have to do with disclosures? Help me out, please. Because this is really becoming pathetic, and the planet is moving towards a dystopia. I mean, you know, even the optimist is still living in illusion if we don't want to realize what exists. There is optimism of strength, there is optimism of weakness, and there's pessimism of strength and pessimism of weakness. We need more philosophical thinking and more people to be truthful to the public. I've lost all respect for the system. The system is duping us. Even Dwight had some students on from the United Nations, right? I wanted to call in, and I wanted to ask them to read aloud the failures of the United Nations. Why are we so slavish in this world? The black man is a piece in your body.
52, okay, because the issue was the timing for your engagement. You can't be putting students on the spot like that. Even if the student was a revolutionary, then now would not be the time for them to reveal that, right? The second thing is, somebody buying people around here? Just like the public commissioner's, the public disclosure commission job. If y'all know where I could get, who is buying people, and why has nobody tried to buy me yet? Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yes. When I called yesterday and made the offer to give $50 to any school student.
Yes, sir. Okay, so I'm going to make that announcement on Monday, right? I want to do it formally. I may do it tomorrow, but I want to do it formally and I want to do it properly, right? I want to make it a big deal. And I'm going to write it out. I'm going to print something up so I could leave it downstairs for people to see it and read it. But we're going to do it big. The gentleman who called yesterday, who offered a small monetary sort of prize or award for the first student who could provide the records for Mr. Farquharson's will, right? I'm going to give all the details so you could correctly identify the information that they're looking for. But we're going to do that in the next couple of days. But I want you guys to know that the caller is very serious. He dropped off that money yesterday at 11 a.m. And so I think it's going to be an exciting people. Here's a text, the text line. So the texter who was outraged about that Equality Bahamas March, they resent their text. I just wanted to express how absolutely outraged I am by what I saw at the Equality Bahamas March. There were children among the protesters holding up signs with profane language and explicit imagery. There was no explicit imagery there. You mean the uterus? You think the uterus is explicit? The uterus. It's one thing to support a cause, but involving kids in such inappropriate and harmful displays is completely unacceptable. This is not what a protest should represent, and it makes me question the values behind the event. At this point, Tex, I question in your values, right? Because I'm actually questioning your values. I don't understand why you should continue to text, because I appreciate the content. But if it were me, these are things that I wouldn't say out loud. This is not what a protest should represent, and it makes me question the values behind the event. It's upsetting to see children exposed to that kind of content, especially in a setting meant to promote equality and respect. I'm really frustrated by it. But text, I could be honest with you, if you get some Cerasi, that'll help you with the frustration. Don't let it turn into gas, because that could kill you. Another text, why can't Pintard ask for judicial review to rectify the issue with those who haven't filed disclosures? I don't think a judicial review is required. The leader of the opposition sits on the commission. The prime minister and the leader of the opposition, they sit on the commission. The commission cannot make decisions without them. That's why I continue to highlight this concept of authority versus power. The commissioner has authority, but does he have the power to act? Aaron, how many of these cases of unlawful sex with children are legitimate? We know little girls fast or like lie. This is the same texter that was upset about the march. This is the same texter who was upset about the march. He said, how many of these cases of unlawful sex with children are legitimate? We know little girls fast or like lie. That's what some of us are thinking out there. The text said, a woman had a naked body with breasts in front. I have the photo if you need it. You mean the drawing, a hand drawing of a woman showing breasts? Because women have breasts and women have health issues that are related to breasts. And it's the Western world that has sexualized the breast. And in the rest of the world, we understand that the breast is a part of a woman's body and it provides a function. And its primary function is to produce milk, to feed essential nutrients to newborn babies. Are we sexualizing the breast, Texter, or are you sexualizing the breast? It's like you see one gay person on the march with one rainbow flag. We gay people can't even be visible. See, that's what the gay people be talking about. You can't even be visible without a nefarious agenda attached to you. Okay, so we got about 10 minutes left. I Creators Alliance, we got to talk about that. Because I tell you all, I'm fighting this urge to start my villain story now. I do not want to turn to a life of crime, but you're all so susceptible. You're all so gullible. Y'all just got this money and y'all won't give it away. And it's not just in the Bahamas. Brazil, Puerto Rico, Grenada, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines, St. Lucia. But I think this story, Chief Justice extends injunction against Aqua Designs for 7 months. Injunction against Aqua Designs for 7 months. Chief Justice Ian Winder, Sir Winder, has ruled to extend an injunction initially granted in January to the Water and Sewerage Corporation, restraining Aqua Designs Bahamas from ceasing operations at its San Salvador desalination plant and six other facilities across the country. The injunction was initially granted following Aqua Designs' formal notice to Water and Sewerage on January 27, 2025, stating its intention to shut down operations at the San Salvador plant effective January 30. Aqua Designs, Bahamas Limited, cited serious safety risks and inadequate support for necessary upgrades as the basis for its decision, claiming that continued operation would jeopardize the safety of its staff. The facilities affected by the legal dispute include desalination plants in Cockburn Town, San Salvador, Jonagua, Bogue Eleuthera, Topham Bay Eleuthera, Naval Base Eleuthera, and Waterford Eleuthera. I remember going to summer camp as a little child and being reminded, you hurry up and bathe before the water run out, turn off. Okay, here we go. He emphasized... The Chief Justice ruled that while Aqua Designs raised legitimate safety and contractual concerns, the matter presented a serious issue to be tried. He emphasized that the formal subagreements between the parties may have expired, but the continued supply of desalinated water and monthly payments indicated an ongoing contractual relationship. See why sometimes people decide they have to be stingy? Quote, in the circumstances of this case, I am satisfied that there is a serious issue to be tried, close quotes, Justice Winder stated in his decision. The original master agreement between Water and Sewerage Corporation and Aqua Designs was signed on August 12, 2011, for the supply of desalinated water to Family Island communities. Subsequent sub-agreements governed operations at specific plants. The sub-agreement for the San Salvador plant expired on May 22, 2022, and was extended to December 17, 2022. However, Aqua continued to supply water thereafter, and Water and Sewerage continued to remit payment, suggesting a tacit continuation of contractual obligations. Aqua Designs contended that it had repeatedly advised Water and Sewerage since 2022 of the need for critical upgrades at the San Salvador plant to maintain operational safety. The company argued that it would undertake the upgrades only under a new long-term financing arrangement. However, maintained that Aqua was contractually obligated to bear maintenance costs and insisted on uninterrupted service. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Caller, you got 30 seconds. I really want to finish reading these headlines. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Caller, where you on? Caller gone. Okay. Next headline. Government slams Aqua Design Limited for inadequate water supply in Central Eleuthera, 22nd of June, 24. A joint press statement issued by Minister of Works Clay Sweeting and Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister Leon Lundy on Saturday evening slammed Aqua Design Bahamas Limited for what government has labeled as inadequate water supply to residents in Central Eleuthera. Another article, 9th of December 2022. Producer, let's go to the phone line. You got 30 seconds, caller. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing,
ma'am? I'm good, thank you. How are you?
All right, Ms. Green. I hear you talking about you wish you could be bought or something. That's interesting because...
No. Stop. No. You got to tell the joke fully because people, them will hear that and they'll say, oh, I know Ms. Green was on the take. What I said was...
I know you're joking.
Okay.
Good stuff. I know you're joking.
Because these people can't afford me, sir.
Yeah, but I know... I know you're joking.
Yes, sir. Okay.
I know you're joking, Mom. I know you're joking, Mom.
All right.
But what I'm going to say is that it was interesting, but I saw a story. I mean, I saw an old poster yesterday about someone who used to be into kind of what you're doing right now, the same kind of a talk show, right?
Yeah.
And they were talking about a situation.
No, hold on. Wait, no. We can't tell that type of joke.
I ain't calling him anything.
No, but see, because I already think. No, come on. Put me in a space. Go on, but.
Oh, and I mean, it was just interesting how the person was just talking about how the country's struggling with debt and stuff. I mean, and the person was so emotional about it and like we need to do something so urgently, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
And now the person get a job, you don't even hear about that no more.
Listen, shush. Stop it.
You understand? I mean, it's just amazing.
Listen, I love you, cousin. I had to hit the button, I love you. But I can tell you all something. If Mrs. Lila Green ever need anything in this life, like tremendous, like life-saving, y'all buy me. We got to keep Lila Green alive. By me, because I get it. I understand why people make decisions they make. But I just want to put it on the record. Nobody has attempted to buy me. And don't try. Don't try. Okay, let's continue reading. See, this is the next headline. Water and Sewage Chair says government disappointed with Aqua Design. This is 9th of December, 2022. The previous headline, government slams Aqua Design Limited for inadequate water supply in essential Eleuthera, 22nd of June, 24. Here's another headline as we end the show. This is from 10th of September, 2021, before the transition of administrations. Aqua Design to shut down Eleuthera plant. 10th of September, 2021, Nassau Guardian article. Aqua Design Bahamas said it will cease water production in Central Eleuthera beginning today after the Water and Sewage Corporation failed to negotiate a new contract as per the order of a recent court ruling. Justice Indra Charles ruled that Aqua Design rightfully terminated its agreement to provide water supply to Water and Sewage Corporation following its failure to pay money owed since last year. However, she stayed her judgment until today at 2:30, so that the judgment was made on the 9th, but stayed until the 10th. Quote, per the recent ruling of the Bahamian courts, our contract for the operation of the plant on Central Eleuthera has been terminated. The execution of the judgment was delayed until September 10th to give Water and Sewage and Aqua Design Bahamas an opportunity to negotiate a new contract. However, we have not received a response from Water and Sewage to our proposed new contract, Aqua said in a release yesterday. As such, and barring any change in position by Water and Sewage Corporation, Aqua Design Bahamas will cease production of water from this plant on September 10th, 2021 at 2:30 p.m. If you have any questions, contact the company. When contacted by this newspaper for comment, Water and Sewage General Manager Elwood Donaldson said he could not speak before abruptly ending the call. Guardian Business also reached out to leaders in the business community as well as the island administrator, who was shocked by the revelation. Water and Sewage has contracted with Aqua Design Bahamas for more than 15 years, the company noted in the release, creating a supply of drinking water. Last October, so remember this is the 10th of September, about October 2020. Last October, Aqua Design cut off the water supply to customers after it said its many demands for arrears of payment were not met. The company said it had notified Water and Sewage in May 2020 that its arrears were growing at a disturbing rate and that Water and Sewage Corporation was unresponsive on the issue of providing a concrete schedule of payments. Water and Sewage took Aqua Design to court, arguing that the water supply company was unreasonable in cutting supply at a time when the government's resources were taxed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. While payment was made shortly after, Justice Indra Charles said in her August ruling that Water and Sewage continue to be delinquent with payment at least up to April this year. Justice Charles ruled that there is no legal basis to prevent Aqua Design from switching off its supply of water if the arrears are not paid within a reasonable time frame, and there is also no legal basis for Aqua to give Water and Sewage sufficient time to secure another supplier before it does so. While the government owns the land, Aqua Design owns everything situated on it, the equipment, and is advised it intends to dismantle the plant. I want to read that article because we have a statement from Petty suggesting that things ain't things. Anyway, we out of time. That's the music. And you know when you go into space, you gotta be on time. So even I have to get it in line. Aisha, congratulations. Stay tuned, guys. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Murray is up next.
Services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.